welcome once again to the Buying Some Real Estate Podcast. We are here with Des Solis. Hello, Des. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning, Frank?
Better than you.
Yeah, I bet you are. I give you my honest opinion.
Let's talk about this. And for those who are listening or possibly watching, that's kind of a rude thing for me to say, but it's kind of in jest, but it's kind of not. Before we lit up the show here, the podcast, Desiree was telling me about a scenario that just went down that's frustrating. And we thought this is a good message for everybody to hear and everybody to understand as a home buyer. So walk us through it. Des, what's the message today to home buyers from you? Tell us what happened.
The rated PG version.
Yes, the PG version.
So basically, we have an issue. We had some situations that we had to deal with. The lender and myself gave instructions to our buyer to not deposit funds, not pay things off, to follow instructions. And they decided to not listen to us and pay off debts that now we can't track. And now their whole deal may just blow up in their face and then we can't get the house. So they didn't follow instructions. It's there simple instructions. They didn't listen to our advice for some reason. And we're not giving a bad advice to make it harder for you. We're giving advice to close your deal.
Right.
I mean, basically.
Yeah. So here, I'll kind of clarify for some of the listeners from the lending perspective, because that's what I am. So here's the thing. In this scenario with Des, she had a buyer, in this case, buying a new home.
Buying a brand new home, yes.
And so there's some great builder incentives to get the rate down, and which was really required in this case because it was tough for the borrower to qualify without the reduced rate, right, Desiree?
Exactly, yes.
So we had that. And so bottom line was we had a transaction. It was kind of a tough deal as far as qualifying ratios are concerned. You know, the debt-to-income ratios were very tight. So it was very critical that things looked appropriate as far as what the debts were, that kind of a thing. And you and the loan officer advised the buyer, look, there's a way that this has to get done. Mm-hmm. We have to, if we're going to pay off bills and it's not money that's coming out of your bank account, it's coming from somewhere else. There's a particular way that we have to document that trail of money to show things being paid off. There's a very particular way. Please don't do anything. Don't move any money. Don't pay anything off until we advise you on the appropriate way to do it and advise you of what paperwork and documentation we need to make sure that it gets done the correct way so that the loan can close.
Exactly.
This is what you and the loan officer did, yet the borrower, for whatever reason, of course, let's be honest, the borrower probably thought he was trying to help, right?
Oh my God, 100% trying to speed up the process, making sure everything was done and get that. And I appreciate that, but made a bigger mess.
He threw a big old monkey wrench into the loan parameters, right? He threw a big monkey wrench unintentionally, but threw a monkey wrench into the loan parameters and the loan guidelines that just broke it, right? It just broke the system. And so now possibly facing the deal not going through.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't think, I think when we're buying a house, I'm buying a house, you know, I'm getting a loan. Why is it so difficult? They're lending you a lot of money. Like, I don't think people recognize that process that you're not getting a loan for, like, getting your car. It's easy. It's, you know, you're not getting a $450,000 loan. It's a big difference. And I don't think that the buyers understand what they are borrowing, that they are borrowing a ton of money. And there is, and if you look, you know, if you're not perfect and you're not high credit, you have issues, yes, it's going to be that much harder, but they're still willing to lend it to you. So you have to follow protocol, you know, and understand that.
Right. Yeah, you're right. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And just so our viewers and listeners can understand, it's, you know, lenders are under a lot of regulation as well. So there's a lot of federal regulation and state regulation that goes into performing mortgage lending that these guidelines and these regulations have to be met. Otherwise, the lenders have an issue. So a lot of it is just being able to package up a loan appropriately to make sure that they're meeting all their federal and, you know, state type guidelines. In this scenario, the buyer was getting a government loan. He was getting an FHA loan. And so the way that you guys need to understand this is when you're getting a government loan like FHA, the government, right, is insuring that loan for the lender. And what that means is if the buyer did get the loan and some, for some reason down the road, God forbid, they went into default, right? Mm-hmm. They went into default on the loan. The lender, since he had the government's insurance issued through FHA mm-hmm. on this loan, is going to go back to FHA and say, hey, I need to be made whole on this because we met your guidelines. You insured it, right? And so now I need to be made whole. Yeah. Well, in order to get FHA to quote unquote insure this loan, there's very strict guidelines that have to be yeah. followed in this scenario when it comes to debt to income ratios and bills being paid off and money that's not theirs being used to pay off the bills. There's rules, man.
There's
just rules, man. And you just yeah. got to follow them. And you might seem stupid to someone. That don't matter.
Doesn't
okay.
matter.
It's stupid. Still a rule. Got to follow it. Sorry.
Still have to follow it. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, we still have to follow it. Or else, right. guess what? They don't give you your money. You know, I mean, that's yeah. the bottom line. You have to do this and be patient and give them what they need in order for them to give you that amount of money. And really, it makes sense. I mean, I'm not going to let someone borrow my car that I don't trust. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're yeah. giving you a lot of money.
Yeah. So.
Expecting you to pay it back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. That's so, where I'm at.
Yeah. So having a great day. Yeah.
Good morning.
So you know what? I think it'll get worked out. I think we can work it out. I mean, maybe we can take a look at it over here on our end and see if there's something we can do, but it's just a first.
I'm not giving up.
Whoa. Let's hope that's not a sign. Give up, Des. For those of you that are just listening, a light fell on Desiree's head as she was saying this. So,
oh man, it's just one of those days. What do you do? But yes, I'm going to shoot it over to you to see if you could take a look. And,
okay.
Yeah we'll, no, we'll I'm definitely not giving up. That's one thing.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, yeah, fingers crossed. We'll see what we can get done. But great stuff. Word of advice to everybody. You know, your trusted lending professional, your trusted real estate agent, pay attention. Listen, don't, there's rules.
And if you don't understand, ask a question and right. we can explain it so that you understand why it has to be done a specific way.
Yeah. And sometimes the reason why is because them's just the rules. And you just got to comply with the rules. End of story. You can't break them. You can't bend them. You can't change them. They're the rules. Yeah. And that's what they are. Yeah. So, all right, Des. Well, hey, if somebody wanted to buy a house with you right now or sell their house with you right now, Desiree, to make you feel better about this whole day, what's the best number for them to reach you?
It's 209-587-2259.
2259. So it's 209-587-2259 out there in the Central Valley. You've got a listing that you're taking in San Jose?
Yes, I am. And we have open house this weekend. So, mm-hmm. So I will be down there this weekend.
What's the address in case somebody hears this promptly and wants to go visit it?
It's 6767 Musket Drive, San Jose, 95119. It's on the south side of San Jose.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a great house, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, list price 1.1.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling foothills behind. Great. Ooh. And I'll be there Saturday from 1 to 4 and Sunday from 11 to 2.
Excellent. Good stuff. So that's 6767 Musket Drive in San Jose.
Yes.
This weekend, she'll be there Saturday and Sunday, but just call, give Des a call. It's 209-587-2259. You can text as well.
Yes.
And she'll engage with you there and get you helped out. Cool stuff. Yes. Well, Des, I hope the day goes better. And I really hope the transaction manages to go through because I'm sure that buyer's really feeling it too.
Yes.
Like,
need this. This is their home. They're ready.
Oh, man. So,
make it work. I'll figure something out.
See what we can do. Yeah. All right. With that, you guys have a great one. Thanks for tuning in to the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast with myself, Frank Array, and Desiree Solis. And we'll catch up with you all later. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.